We've talked quite a bit over the past year about the weak economy and high unemployment, but are things bad enough for Americans to consider working down on the farm? Farm wages are rising in some parts of the country as immigration raids shrink the pool of illegal migrant workers, but so far, at least, American workers are not showing up to take their place. NPR's Martin Kosty went to Washington State's apple country, and he sent this report.
For four decades, Bob Brody has been growing apples along the Columbia River, near the small town of Brewster. Standing in an orchard of red delicious trees, he calls out to one of his field managers.
Hello, Cesar. Where are you?
Brody is completely dependent on workers from Mexico and other parts of Latin America. He prefers them.
What I like about the Hispanics, they'll work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day if you ask them to. And not once have I ever had anybody bitch. They're happy to do it.
But the pressure is on for this to change. The government has stepped up immigration enforcement in agriculture. Last December, a big orchard next door to Brody's, an operation called Geber's Farms, had to fire more than 500 illegal employees. It was a shot across the bow for local growers. But Brody says it's a fantasy to think Americans will take the work.
They won't do it.
Even if you paid them enough?
They won't do it. Talk to any grower.
Brody could use more workers. He pays $15 for every bin of apples picked, and a fast worker could make $120 a day. Agriculture wages are going up around the state, and yet Americans still aren't applying.
I need a job bad, but not that, you know, I don't know.
Kara McWilliams has lived in this area all her life. She and a friend are pushing strollers down Brewster's main drag. She says there's a social barrier that keeps non-Hispanics from applying for jobs in the orchards or in the sheds where they pack apples.
But I speak fluent Spanish, too, which would help, but still, I don't think I... It's hard. That's why I haven't even, like, tried.
She feels this way even though she's married to a Hispanic man and her mother-in-law works in one of the packing sheds. But social pressures aside, money is the biggest factor. Wages are up, but $15 or $20 a bin is still not that much.
You know, it sounds like a lot, but when you actually do it, it may not pan out.
Craig Carroll runs the state employment office in the region. In mid-October, he was trying without much success to fill 150 work orders for apple pickers.
The people that don't really have the skills, previous experience harvesting fruit, since it is piecework, they may not even make minimum wage.
This is the experience Carol is talking about. Martina, a migrant worker from Oaxaca, Mexico, moves a ladder around the trees with lightning speed, picking two apples per hand. Cesar Trejo, the crew boss on this orchard, calls up the ladder. How many bins do you pick a day, he asks her. Eight bins is her answer. And she's a woman, he adds, with obvious pride. Each bin holds more than 900 pounds. So, for half a ton of apples picked, she gets $15. The fact of the matter is, the economy will have to get a lot worse before most Americans consider that a living wage. But if the immigration raids continue and wages keep going up, might there be a wage that's high enough to entice Americans back to the orchards? Trejo says there's no point asking that because it's not going to happen.
Porque el patrón no puede pagar más de lo que no le da.
Because the boss can't pay more than he makes, Trejo says. The fact is, American apple producers are under intense pressure to keep costs low because of cheap apples and juice from places like Chile and now China. If Americans want low prices in the produce section, they probably can't expect good wages in the orchard. Martin Kosty, NPR News.